Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Many Christians today do not live a victorious life. They're swallowed up in an image that is contrived of a low self-esteem, guilt of the past, and failure to meet expectations, whether from others or their own idea of what they should be. They have read the Bible and instead of finding solace, only find another set of rules that they have to adhere to, therefore living in condemnation instead of salvation. Their worth is dependent on how others see them or whether they fit in, so they become people pleasers, bending over backwards, trying to be part of the crowd, not understanding why they are rejected or why they don't measure up. They cry out to God, but because of how they see themselves and God, they keep repenting and feeling worthless because they didn't measure up to the self-imposed biblical standards. I wonder sometimes if we as clergy do more harm than good in ministering to these tormented souls. I have found that legalism is alive and well in the Christian life and in the church. So how do we change that? How do we see ourselves as God sees us? In pondering these questions, I went to my Bible. There are standards that we must adhere to. There are commandments and rules of conduct that God Himself has set in place, of which we have to follow. There are sins that we are not to commit and must stay away from. I think that the problem of a low self-worth and legalism goes a bit deeper than following God's commandments. It has to do with our self-image. Everything hinges on that. Obedience becomes a burden instead of a joy if you see in that mirror through what you think of yourself. 2 Corinthians 5:17 describes what happens when a person comes to Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. At that point, we are totally cleansed, made whole, and reconciled to Christ. As we go along our way, we are assaulted by the pain of the past. We look back over our lives and are grateful for Jesus' sacrifice and our salvation, but we have an enemy whose only assignment is to keep us from Christ. His strategy is to attack us through our past, that past betrayal, the past sins, actions that were committed prior to becoming a Christian. As we gather knowledge, strength, wisdom, and increase our faith through reading the Word of God, we get to know our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the promises that are ours. The enemy then changes his strategy and attacks your self-image by comparing it to the image of Christ. He then tells you that you don't measure up. And then, if you committed a sin, he tells you that you are worse than an infidel and are going to hell. Remember that his sole purpose is to separate you from the love of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. So he winds up and throws you as many curveballs as it's going to take for you to get your focus off of Christ and onto yourself. Remember in Matthew chapter 14 verses 25 through 32 when Peter got that opportunity to walk on water? Let's look at it. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. What happened to Peter was that he took his eyes off of Christ and began to sink. I submit to you that when you take your eyes off of what God says about you, you too will begin to sink in a despair of self-worthlessness. I see the enemy as that boisterous wind rushing in and telling you all kinds of lies, and if you dare to look, you start to sink. He will attack your self-worth, he'll attack your thoughts, he'll attack your personality, how you look, and even what you eat in an effort to put a guilt trip on you and condemn you. Why does he attack your image? When we look in the mirror with our natural eyes, we see ourselves, our reflection. But when we look in the mirror through what God says about us, we're pretty cool. We're special and uniquely made. That personality is totally yours. He created you and you are wonderfully made. He wanted you. He never oopsed. He had a plan and he wanted you. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and hope." Did you know that those plans are for you individually and uniquely? They don't belong to anyone else. Incredible. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 139. It was written by David, and it was for the choir director. And he says, "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my every thought when far away. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You both proceed and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to know. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. But even in the darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They are innumerable. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up in the morning, you are still with me." Psalm 139 says it all in a nutshell. Because of how he knows us, we too must recognize that God's enemy is our enemy too. The devil tries to rip you away from your safety, your peace, as he attempts to murder your self-image, blaspheme God, and keep you away from salvation. But we can say with the psalmist, as we continue with Psalm 139, verse 19, "O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies take your name in vain. O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who resist you? Yes, I hate them with complete hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." The key to living a victorious life is to keep your focus and see yourself as he sees you. You will make mistakes. Just go to him and say you're sorry and do better. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, as I come before your throne, help me to keep my eyes on you and to believe your word about me. I want to know those plans that you have for me. I want to live a victorious life, and I can only do that through you. Let me see me through your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.